says loisafa chometz, and then another pasuk says loisasa chometz. Hey, with all of them, rove the menachos they brought in the Beis Hamikdash, there was an issa to make it from chometz. All the menachos had to be dafka from matzah before it became chometz. So, Shaila, while the kohen's making the chometz, making the mincham, let's say first it became chometz, the dough became chometz, and then the kohen, another kohen comes and bakes it. Another kohen does the aricha to it. Is the second and third kohen over the aver also? Do we say once it became chometz once, the first kohen did the yisur and that's all? Here we say no. The second kohen that plays around, makes the chometz into bread, into the mincha, is also over the averim. Even though the first kohen made the dough with the chometz, when the second kohen makes it into bread and bakes it, he's also over an avera. Shenamar the pasuk says two times, lo tov for chometz, don't bake the menachos into chometz, lo sasu chometz. So Rashi akil moedim. Afo ki shenech leku bebechor, she'or chazdam, ima kizin, oi ein makizin, the shaylo bechor, a bechor that's kochim, is ochso dam, that you already once let blood out of it. It's a sakana now, this bechor. Maybe you'll die. And doctors say the etzah for the bechor is a bechor behema is to make bloodletting. Now there's an etzah to let the blood of a bechor because you be matamum. You're not allowed to be matamum in a kochim. A behema that's a bechor, the firstborn of the behema, has kedushas bechor on it. It's supposed to be brought for korban, calls the manet shalom. So you're not allowed to make it a mum. So the heve matamum beba mum. So the other shalom is, let's say the behema has a mum already. Are you allowed to now make the bloodletting from this behema? That's the machlokes there. V'ikulaman d'shoru. There's one man the Yom says it's muta lahakizoy v'lasas by mum. Because since the behema is already a mum already, there's no avera now to do a second mum in the behema. Has the avera of now making a mum in kochim? If the behema now is roy for kochim, it's a tam shalim. You're not allowed to make a mum. But once it has one mum, you're allowed to give a second mum. Is Moedim, Al Gemara saying now, even that man Yom that says by Mum, it's Mutter, Moedim heim be Mechametz Mincha, Acha Mechametz, Shekolas Yosan, Shem Mincha, Nesu Bechimetz. Here by Menachis, if you go to make the Mincha, and the first coin made a Chametz, and the second coin works with the Chametz, the second coin is over Naver also. Why dechsev loy toyof e Chametz, loy sas e Chametz, Afiyah Bechlav Hoysam. Afiyah was bechlau asiyah. It says, "Don't loisas the chometz. Don't make the menachos from chometz." What does the pasuk say a second time? Loitiyof the chometz. Don't bake it when it's chometz. For lo meyotzes is lahakish elehom ma afiyah miuchedishi ma'isa v'chayov amolei mifnayatzmo. Just like if one kohen made the mincha, made the dough out of chometz, and the second kohen bakes it, the second kohen is over an avera by himself. V'hakil moedim shim losha, if you knead it together, harishin v'chimitz, the first kohen made losh, he took the flour and water and made it into chometz, let it stay more than 18 minutes. Obo hasheni, now a second kohen comes with this mincha, v'yorcho, he like, orcho means straightens out the dough, geflocht, and make it into shape, v'chimitz. V'yashlishi yofen, the third kohen comes and takes this dough and puts it into the oven, kulam chayofen. All the kanim are over separate lav. That's this extra posik. Even though after the first kohen made a chometz, the chudah shouldn't be nachan isser, kemash mlo no. Any avoid you do making the bread when it's chometz by mincha is naver. Right to the bright then says, the mesares acha mesares shuchayiv. Same thing, if a person, by man, somebody made a man into a saris, he cut off his aver, and then a second person comes and does another mice into him, the second mice is also wasser. Shenema, the posik says, Umoch the kosos the nosuk, Pasuk says, is the chorus. Im al chorus chayiv, if you chayiv for cutting off the waver, al notuk le kolshchein, notuk just means cutting it a little bit, like it makes it hanging. So madik, where it's still attached, there's navera, you're cutting off his beitzim. It's called, you made him a saris, so if you cut off the whole thing of adivitz also, el lohovi noitek acha chorus shuchayiv. Come to tell you that even though one did one maisa, the second one did a second maisa, even though he's a saurus, after the first maisa, still it's a maisa verum. So the mesaurus, acha mesaurus is a maisa verum. So Srikshah al Gemara, how could you say he was talking about this person who has the jointis? The kash was he has to drink this medicine that makes him an ochre. Ayes an avera. So he wanted to answer, we're talking about a person that's an ochre already. But there's still an avera though. There's ochre l'acha saurus, acha saurus is still over an avera. You can't do a maisa to you that makes you an ochre mal saurus. Trashi kuris, shein noit kunagamri. Kuris means you just cut it a little bit. It's not awful gamri. Elochot Chorotluyim a kiss, and still hanging in a kiss. And still the Torah says they're Nosuk. Nosuk Mashmi Kardol for Gamri. So if you chayiv for the Gamri of Adar for a little bit, the Torah says, telling you Chiddush, just somebody cut it off a little bit. And the second person came and cut it off the Gamri is Beitzim, the second one is also over the Avera, even though he's already a Nokur. So you see, any Maisa that makes him into a Nokur, if he would have been a Sholem, is the Avera. So it's very sure, how could this person drink this Kosher Likurin, even though he's a Nokur, it's still a Maisa Avera. And for the Gemara, the Ela B'Zokin, I tell you, we're talking about a person that's a Zokin. A Zokin is a Rashi, Shaposik Mileda. He was Posik, he doesn't have any Zer anymore. So him, even though like his body is Sholem, but he's not ready to have Zer anyway. So Mel is no Avera of Asaurus by Zoki. For the Gemara name, V'omer Reb Yechanon, Hein Hachziruni Lanarusi. Reb Yechanon was made, even though when he was old, somebody gave him some type of medicine that made him be like young again. There is a shayach to make even a Zokin to have Zer. There's no such thing that a Zokin can't have Zer. So Drashi, Hein Hachziruni Lanarusi. Harufuas ha'muroi sham. The Gemara there talks about certain refuas. The mi shayna bari b'tashmer. Somebody can't have tashmer. She's too old. The Yom Rabbi Yechinen. The Yachas Yosakanti. Even after I became an older person, hachziruni oisun refuas l'narusi. Those refuas I took helped me out. I came back like yon the tashmish. I was able to have tashmish. Plus, he means with zer also. Alma zokin moilet. So you see, no matter how old you are, it's still possible to fix you up that you'll be able to have zer again. So it's rik shver, even by a zokin, there should be an issa of a zokin. Till be yosa. And for the Gemara, enoch nami, mashmi, everything by man it's osa. There's no heter for man to drink this kais ikrin, take some type of refuah that will make him important. The yama, elos that the Gemara teretz bisha. We're talking about an isha. Satrashi ella beisha she'ena mitzuvah bepir yavrivya. Anisha is not mitzuvah to have children. Could the Armenian be yavamis, pru ravu, omilo esoritz, v'chiv shuha. We dash an ish darker lichvash, a man is a derech to go and capture, he goes out and captures, v'yein darker shalisha lichvash, as not derech an ish to go and capture. So the Torah gave the mitzvah, tzivu from pru ravu, that's a mitzvah upon the man. He has the chiv to have children, there's no chiv upon the isha to have children. Since there's no chiyuv to pru ravu, therefore there's no is of soros. There's no is of soros is that if you're mitzvah to have children, you're not allowed to ruin your evorim that you can't have children. But an isha is not mechuyev altogether, so therefore there's no isha. So kids were talking about an isha, she's allowed to drink this akayishal ikram. So the person who has joined this means an isha that has joined this is mutter. For the Gemara though, ulu Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, the yomer al shneim hu aimer, he dings lich in the Gemara in Yevomis. And he also knows that Tziva Pru Ravu goes on both. Zion man and Zion Isha are both Mechuyiv in the midst of Pru Ravu. But the Pasuk says, Vayivarech Oysa Molokim, Vayayim Alehem Pru Ravu. Shem told both of them Pru Ravu. So he holds the mitzvah is upon both of them. Zion the Isha, Zion Isha is a Chia Pru Ravu. So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, it should be also for an Isha to drink this Kaisha Likrin. She can't make herself into an Akar, into an Akara. Is Ma'ik L'Neimor, what's the heter in the Gemara, how can Isha drink it, even though she has joined this, how could she drink this refuah? And the Gemara of Iskena, one third is Iskena, an Isha that's old already. An Isha that's old already, Inami Biakoro, and else an Isha that's Nakara already. So, she's Nakara already, she can't have children anyway. So, vice versa, by an Isha, we don't say this Svar of Yesiris Achasiris, by an Isha.
What was the reason that it would be also if she was young?
Because according to Yechidim Brukha, she's mechuyev in the mitzvah of Puravu. She's mechuyev to have children. So she's in the drink to make herself into an akara. She can't have children. She's being mevatel the mitzvah.
But if you say she's not mechuyev in Puravu,
then it'll be mutter then. Then the more of Maishan Nemingon, then it's mutter. It'll be mutter then for Nisha to take it. So Drahtay says, Bizkono, Bizkeno of Yakoro, Beisha nami le shaykh boy mesaras acha mesaras. Then shaykh boy sirus. Vice says, not shaykh bechlala maisha sirus. It's only by a man that has the Evorim outside, and Shaykh had to cut off the Evorim, and Shaykh the Postik, that says, don't cut this, don't cut more. So it's only a Chiddush HaKro, that if a man is a service, he can't do it a second time. But when Isha Bechlal, it's not Shaykh a Maisa Siris. It's only Shaykh to do something, either drink something, or else they waste it. They make operations they can make. But it's not a Derech Bekach, right?
Isn't
but
the
way Maskana Poshit is, no. Maskana is, no. There wouldn't be any Yisa. Because we don't hold like the Yechon Bruka. We hold that Nisha is potter from Puravu. So, Pashtun, according to Maskona Sagamora, for Nisha, there's no Issa. Nisha would be allowed to do it.
Maisa, you have to ask a rov. I mean, it's a shalda achrayim talk about shalda tshuvas. Maisa, benisha has a shalda mishum leidit sakona for the matrit and echlamin. The shalda from sakona benisha and b'shua. Even without sakona, even some tzaleya the matrit for nisha in certain cases.
Does it
possibly
apply for medications that have a side effect?
It will have to be halbor. If it's a borrowed thing, yeah, this will apply.
That's
kosher. Yeah. If it's a skonis to fosher, so b'shreitz you're allowed to do it. If it's not a skonis to fosher, the chur will apply benissa and chaim. They have to find the heifer then.
What's the difference between that and the next one, birth control or something?
What? It's a little bit different. They're not ruining their vorm. Here you're ruining her ava, you're ruining her body, she can't have children anymore. Birth control just as right now that it doesn't take effect, but she can have later on. You stop taking this and she can have. But here you're like ruining her body that she can't have children anymore. So that's an avera. For the son of the Birch and Bembruka. But we hold Pasha Alocha Balisha Takamuta. But the body shouldn't do it, yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ha Choshesh Peshinov. If somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, back to refuah, he shouldn't take vinegar in his mouth and like leave it in his mouth for refuah. He take vinegar, takes away the pain, that's also on Shabbos. But you're allowed to take your bread and dip it into the vinegar and eat the bread, kedarkoi, because that's not niki doing mishum refuah. Healthy people do that also, so that's mutu, even though your kavanah is to take away your toothaches. But if you don't do it, that's muchach. People don't know it's done l'shem refuah, it's mutter. Trashi matfo kedarkoi, ma'achol lo yopite b'choymitz. Dip whatever you're eating or your bread into the vinegar, and then chew, bite on it on your tooth, that's mutter. V'yem nisrapin, by chewing on it, you get healed up, that's okay. Ha'choshish b'mosna, somebody has a pain on his thigh. Is lo yisach, he should not rub himself yayin with wine b'choymitz of vinegar. Because it's not a derech to rub yourself in the middle of the week with wine and vinegar. It's only done with shem refuah. So therefore, refuah is also on Shabbos. Trash le yisach ben yain v'chaymitz. T'yenodem sach lo yisay el refuah. Nobody takes wine and vinegar and rubs himself only with the kavanah to heal yourself. So it's also to do a ma'is refuah. It's also to rub it on Shabbos. Avos sach hu es hashemen. But to take regular oil that people rub themselves even in the middle of the weekday, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. Even though your kavanah is mishum refuah and it's healing you, that's mutter. Like we said, the guy has a sore throat, he can take a hati. Because healthy people do it also, it's not mukhaki being done, mishum refuah. The lay shemen verid. They can't take a special type of shemen, very expensive verid, because that nobody does in the middle of the week, they just to rub yourself with. So if you're doing it now, it's mukhak mishum refuah. Trashi avaloy shemen verid. The fish yikorim. It's a very expensive perfume or oil that costs a lot of money. Vienna motzah, it's not so, it's very scarce. Or mucha milsa the refuah of it. Mucha, everybody could tell you're doing it now for healing yourself, and therefore it's also done on Shabbos. So tomorrow though, b'nei melochim though, sochin shem averad al makasayim. But b'nei melochim is a very rich people, they're allowed to rub themselves even on Shabbos. Why? Shekein darkin losach b'choyol. Since they're b'nei melochim, they're very rich, they have it. So even in the middle of the weekday, they rub themselves with this shemen, therefore it's mutter to use it on Shabbos. Rebbe Shimon Aimer, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim. No such thing. Any Yid is a B'nei Malachim, he's a Ben from the Yebishter, he's royal to be the biggest Gevirim, he could use it, it's Mutter. We'll see in the Gemara, Shalom, what a Svar is though. The Chura, Avadi, they could use it. But the Chura, the Svar from the Tanakhamri is that usually, since the middle of the weekday, you do not use it, so now if you use it on Shabbos, it's Mukha Milsi doing Mishim Refuah. Alright, we'll see in the Gemara. Ravacha, the long one, Teheve Ravacha Bapop. He was Ravacha Bapop. Le Rabbi Yavua. He has to shout in front of Rabbi Yavua. Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, Hachoshish Peshino, if somebody has a toothache on Shabbos, Lo Yegameya Venes Achoimitz. You cannot, like, put vinegar in your mouth. We'll soon see what Yegameya means. Poshim means, like, to swallow it. Put it in your mouth. To swallow down the vinegar, raw vinegar, it's awesome. Le Meimro, Techoimitz Malili Shanayim. The Chura looks from our Mishnah that to take vinegar is good for your teeth. It takes away the pain. For the Gemara of Oksiv, it says a pasuk in Mishlei. It says a kolo kechoymet l'shinayim. It's saying how bad it'll be that you take this. It'll be like vinegar to your teeth. Or choshen l'shinayim. It'll be like smoke to your eyes. It's saying the Chura is bad that vinegar is bad for your teeth. And here the Mishnah says it's good for teeth. It takes away the toothache. Lekasha ha b'kiyua de peri ha b'cholam. Kiyua de peri means just like the sharpness of fruit. Rashi, kiwa means yayin, wine. You made the wine from like unripe grapes. That's very bad for your teeth. That's unripe grapes is no good for the teeth. He had regular wine that turned into vinegar later. So that's okay. That's a refuah for your tooth. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. Both the Pasuk and our Mishnah is talking about regular vinegar. If you have a toothache like our Mishnah, then the vinegar does good to it. But if you have no maka, just to take vinegar will just ruin your teeth. Trashi leka maka marfi. It makes your gums like soft. It makes the skin shiver up. Vashinayim nirpin, the teeth become soft then. Rechaikim zemize, come further away from one another. That's no good. So if you're healthy, then it's no good to take vinegar. But when you have a toothache, then it's okay. The leka maka. If you have a maka wound, a toothache, send the vinegar, heals it up. But if you have no toothache, then the vinegar just makes the gum soft, and that's no good. Right. The Mishnah says you should not swallow, drink the vinegar on Shabbos. For the more of our Tanya, it's only also to put it in your mouth, like to gargle it, not a lot of gargle, and move it around in your mouth and spit it out. That's what's also. Because then it's nikkur, you're doing mishum refuah. But if you want to take it and swallow it, that's mutter. It's not nikkur, then mishum refuah. So Rashi, lo yigameyo poilet. The mukhod refuahi. You just put it in your mouth and shake it around and then spit it out, that's also. Because that's mukhod, you only did it to heal you. Mashenkin, if you take it in your mouth and then you drink it, that's mutter. And the churau mishnah is mashm lo yigameyo ben mashm klau. That's trying our Mishnah also. It's only also to take in your mouth and spit it out right away. That's what's also. But if you want to swallow it, it'll be mutter. The Torah speaks out, I, the Sefer, the Mishnah says, what's the head to take the vinegar? Mashmas only mutter when you dip your bread into the vinegar. The Torah says no. Who are din devimotzla misni the magameo baleya? There's a better etzah. If you want to take the vinegar, you could even drink it, providing you don't spit it out. El urcha de milsa nochen. The Mishnah is telling an urcha de milsa that usually people don't like to drink raw vinegar. So the etzah to take vinegar to stop your toothache is to dip bread in it and eat it that way. I got the same luck as brought down the gate to schnapps. You do. If you have a toothache, the more you take schnapps, it's good for the tooth. So if you stomp, take schnapps and drink it, or drip your bread, and that'll be mutum. If you stomp and put your schnapps in and just gargle with it, shake it back and forth, and spit it out, that will also be bosa. But then it's mucha mils, you're doing mishim mefuah.
What do you mean to drink it and like you gargle in your mouth, which is the way you're usually drinking and swallowing it?
If you do it fast, if it's not too long, it'll be alright. Can't be mucha mils, that little bit is not nikkur. But if you leave it there a long time, then that's a shaili ready. I mean, let's say you'll goggle and then you'll swallow at the end. Right. So the Abayit tells in the Chlami, Kitna Nami Masnissin, and our Mishnah says that it's also Migameo Poil. It's only where after you put it in your mouth, you spit it out again. That's when it's also. Tanan. Ravo Amano. Afilu Tema Migameo Bolei. Afilu the Mishnah says Kapashtis. That you've taken the vinegar and drinking it, still it's also. I, the Bryce before, said it's Mutter. Kan lefnei tibul, kan leyachat tibul. One is before you started your meal, before you had those suda, but one is after you had those suda. The Rashi, lefnei tibul, lefnei yachil. If you take this before you ate your suda, mutter. Then it's mutter. She darkon hoya litvol b'chaymitz b'chol yoyim. It was a dare to dip things into vinegar and take vinegar. For roya yoyim azel tibulay. If somebody sees you taking this vinegar now before this suda, they'll think that's normal. But after you have your suda, then it's also any type of vinegar, even just to drink it down. Everybody knows you already had your suda ready. When you finish eating, it's not a derech to dip any more vinegar into the vinegar anymore. You know you had it already. So if you do it now, it's much mishum refuah, that's the chilek. We'll soon see we don't hold like rava. For the Gemara, let's say as far as I can. Me the lifnei tibul shari. Since before you dip, you finish your suda, it's mutter to drink the vinegar. Or b'zoy dazayin asron exerus rabbanin that the yachat tibul nami shari. Avad, it should be mutter even after you had your suda to drink the vinegars. Because Rabbanon don't make Isur Nageh to half a day. Either it's also for the whole day, or it's Mutter for the whole day. The Shamin Lelu Rava, we heard that Rava holds the Svara, the Islay Hoyle. He holds Hoyle. Hoyle, something is Mutter part of the day, it has to be Mutter the whole day. There's no such thing that the Rabbanon asked it half a day, not the other day. Drashi Venema. Mida Mathlik Tibush Midafnei Tibusharin Dain Lachoshosil Mixas Shabbos. Or Mutla Mixosa. There's no such thing that Xer Rabbonin, half a day should buy boss, half a day should buy Mutta. So Shamin Lel Rova, the Perak Yom Tiv Masech the Beitza, the Yom Agabe Tfilo, learned by Hilkos Tfilo, Hoyel Bechi Hagavna. We say a swerve from Hoyel like this case. Let's see the Gemara. The Shamin Lel Rova, the Yisle Hoyel, the Yom Arova. Leka midi de b'Shabbes shori of Yom Kippur osa. There's nothing that Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is osa. So Mel Svar is hoil de b'Shabbes shori. Since on Shabbos a person is allowed to be tevil in the mikvah, Yom Kippur na mishori. A person midirais is allowed to be tevil in the mikvah on Yom Kippur also. What's the Svar look, Rashi? The Chiyagad Nitoni Hosam. The Ein Matfilin Kehl b'Shabbes. If you have a new keli you bought from a goy, you're not allowed to be tevil on Shabbos. Because it's nearer to Masak like you're fixing the Kli on Shabbos. The Odom Teufel, but a person is allowed to be Teufel on Shabbos. The Arminim, we say, Kele my time aloy, why can't you be Teufel a new Kli on Shabbos? Or my Rovim of Nation, nearer to Masak and Kli. It looks like you're fixing the Kli, since you couldn't use the Kli before you were Teufel, and now you could use it. It looks like a Tikkun. It's awesome, the Rabbonim. Avul Odom, but a person nearer can make it. A person that goes to the mikvah doesn't look like he's being Masak in himself. It just looks like it's taking a cooling off, it's taking a little bath. The Amrin in the Gemara says, Tenech b'Shabbos, that's a good spur on Shabbos, the Shari or Rechitza, that you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos. Or be a kippah, the Yasser Rechitza, for in a kippah, it's also to wash yourself, Mishum Tainug. It's also to wash yourself, V'yakol Yoidim, the Tevulum. If you go to the mikvah, Yom Kippah, Mikra, then it's Mutter. But for the Bezmana Gemara, Tfilu Bezmana is a mitzvah. In case it's a mitzvah, Phoenicia is a Nida, like one man the Yom, it's a mitzvah to be Tevul, Punk, when she could become Torah, so she's allowed to be Tevul that day. Or Mesakin Atma, she's been Mesakin herself. Is my Ikla Meimer? How does she have the Hetem with the Rabbonin on Yom Kippur? Or Ikla Migzer, what's the Mesakin or? If people see the Isha being tabled in Mikvah in Yom Kippur, they'll know. It's time to take a bath, it's also in Yom Kippur. You're not allowed to watch yourself in Yom Kippur. Why is she being tabled in Mikvah? Because Yod, it's a mitzvah. Because since she's Tomein, she's been Mesakin herself. So it should be also with the Rabbonin or Koponim to be tabled on Yom Kippur, because people will think you're allowed to be Mesakin Caleb. And people will learn now, to what then you can Mesakin an or. You can take the skin and make leather out of it on Shabbos, and that'll be an Issa Deraisa. So that's why the Rabbonim will go with anything that looks like a Tikkun, or if you do a Tikkun Deraisa. The Yama Rava, Rava gives the Territ today in the Gemara, let him midi, the Issa Shabbos, there's nothing Negeti, Surma Shabbos, to be Shabbos Lishdor Yom Kippur Lister. You can't amata something on Shabbos and ask for it on Yom Kippur. The Svar on the Rabbonins. Since we can't ask for it on Shabbos, we have a kippah nam legozrule. It's not on the Rabbonins. Hey, it's to be toivol on Yom Kippur. If you're doing the Shem Mitzvah, be it derice, it's mutter. Be it derice, it's only utter to wash yourself with Shum Tainig. If you're not doing Mishum Tainig, it's mutter to wash yourself with derice. It's only enjoyment, for how not, enjoy yourself. But here, if you go into the mikvah to metire yourself, that's mutter. Because you want to swear the Rabbonin she'asiyu on Yom Kippur, does like Rabba swear. Since on Shabbos is mutter, and like Shabbos and Yom Kippur is like one day, one Kedusha, so we can't divide up and say, a Shabbos is mutter and Yom Kippur is also. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. That's Akashi here also. How could you say that if you take this vinegar, before you start the meal, it's mutter to drink the vinegar down. Only after you have the meal, now it's awesome. But the Rabbonin don't make such gzeiros. And the Gemara, Hodebe Rova Mehach, I tell you, Rova was choizer from this. Shrashi Hochi Gassinen, Hodebe Rova Meho, Te Koidem Tivu, O Muki Mastisim Megameo Poyle Kabaya, Vazu Nermut Chilub Hodebe, Enachnami. Hey, Rova was choizer from this last terrace. The terrace that he said that we ask to take the vinegar after the meal, but it's what before the meal is taka choizer from that. Like he says in Gemara Beitza, that we don't ask for something half a day and matter something the other day. So male teres tal mishnah has to be like abaya. And that's what we paskin. That what? That to drink the vinegar down, it's mutter. It's only also to put it in your mouth and then spit it out. That's also. For the Gemara though, mimai the mahach hodebei, who said this chayzer from this halacha? Duma mehi hodebei. Maybe it's chayzer for the din he said nageti Yom Kippur. Maybe it's chayzer and says now on Yom Kippur taker it's also to be toivum and on Shabbos it's mutter. Maybe it's chayzer from that prat that he holds you could divide the day in half and Romania Awateratil also. Before you eat, you're allowed to drink the vinegar. Just after you eat, you can't drink the vinegar. So the Maloy Sakodaita, that can't be pshat. The Tanya, Kol Chayve Tfilois, any person or Isha that's Mechoyiv to be Toivom, is Toivon Kedarkon. He's allowed to be Toivom. Vein Batishabo, Vein B'yom Kippur. He's Medina the Gemara, you're allowed to be Toivom the Mikvah, Zion Yom Kippur, and Zion Tishabo. So you see, Klotz Mutter. So now you see, he wasn't chayzer from this halacha. So Melas Mestavri was chayzer from our kim to here. To say that, you can't say that before the Suda, you're allowed to take the vinegar, and after the Suda, not. So now we say the whole thing is mutter. Astira, the Mishnah says it's also, the Brisa says it's mutter. Teretz says the Mishnah is talking about spitting it out. But Nechlami, just to drink it would be mutter. Somebody has a pain on the thigh, so Shalom Kinyo rub something. To use regular shem, it's mutter. But to rub it down with the yayin nechaymet, that's also. Omer Rav Abba Bazavdin. Omer Rav. Halacha k'Rebbe Shimon. He's a rather asked as passing like Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says what? Kol Yisro b'nei melachayim, it's mutter for everybody. So the Mora, L'meimro d'Rav k'Rebbe Shimon s'rulei. Because the Messiah said Rav passes like Reb Shimon. So Kashra is a drash l'meimro d'Rav b'kulei Shabbos s'rulei k'Rebbe Shimon. That Rabbi says in all halachas of Shabbos, whenever Reb Shimon is mekel, he's going to hold like Reb Shimon svara. It's churi kabei achilik. He only said it here in our Mishnah. The more than we're going to know, if Rabbi passes like Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, he passes all coolers of Reb Shimon. Now, if they have a kasha, the Yomar Rav, Rav said, Yomar Rav simi barachia, mishmei de Rav. They said over the name of Rav, hi misuchraya. Then as I saw, that we have a barrel of wine. And the mole used to have a hole where the wine would come out, and the mole, you stuff it up. How would you stuff up the hole not to let the wine come out? You'll have a peg go in there, and around the peg you put a cloth to make it tight. So this cloth now, if you want to open it up on Shabbos, or else you want to put the peg back in, it's a double you're doing to make a schita. You have to like squash the cloth to make the wine come out of the cloth. So the shalei, you're allowed to put back this cloth, like stuff up the hole on Shabbos or not. So Rav says, "Hi, Masech Raisav Nazaisa, to stuff up this hole with the cloth is also to do on Shabbos. Also, lahaduke b'yoy metova."